Loz and myself are lucky enough to be here trackside at Fenny Bay, 6.05 Sydney time, 5.35 local time. The gates will crash back in the running of the Darwin Cup. Michael Hipmott joined us earlier on this morning. He'd won three Darwin Cups. And now I'm glad to say Neil Dyer joins us, and he's won three Darwin Cups as well. G'day, Neil.
G'day, Terry.
Yeah.
Laurie.
Good to have you here.
Thanks
mate.
Very much, boys. Pleasure.
Yeah. It's a big day, and you love this day. You love being up here in the top end, don't you?
Well, it seems that way, but by the end of it all, like, we're just about a wreck. Just, you know, I turned for cold old Kyneton in a couple of weeks, and I've got a big smile on my face to get out the place. Don't worry about that.
But it's a great carnival, isn't it? Like, this is my first time, and there's a real buzz around the city. We've run into a lot of people. A lot of people travel up for the Darwin Cup, and they get excited. And, you know, with 22,000 people here today, it'll be a fairly good atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. You get a bit of a warm-up last Saturday on Palmerston Sprint Day. That was probably a little bit bigger crowd than what you usually get, but it gives you a little bit of the taste of the hustle and bustle. Yeah.
No, don't worry, we've got a taste of Darwin. Neil, I don't know. I know you used to make that big 4 and 5 day trip. You used to do the drive yourself from Kyneton all the way up through the middle of Australia, then all the way to the top end. Do you still do that?
Still do, Terry.
Can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an insight to the trip from Kyneton to Darwin?
Yeah, the first day we leave Kyneton, we drive about 11 or 12 hours, two trucks, caravans on the back and six horses in each. And we head to Port Augusta, which is about a 12 or 13 hour day, up through Mildura. And then the next day, we stay at the Pony Club at Port Augusta that night. The next day, we head for Alice Springs, which is another big one. But once you get those two big ones out the way, we're sort of on the downhill slide. Then we stay at the race course at Alice Springs. Next day we head for Daly Waters, the old pub up there. There's a stockyards at the back, and we can put about 12 horses in these yards all individually, and that serves us well. And the next day we have about a 6 or 7 hour trip to Darwin, which very relieving when you get within the last 100 or 200, I can tell you.
Oh, I can imagine.
And how many horses do you bring?
I bought 18 this year, Laurie.
Wow.
Right.
Darwin Horse Transport, which is based in Mornington down in Melbourne, they bring my excess horses.
Yep.
We're down to 16. I gave one away to a girl as a riding horse and just wasn't up to it. And unfortunately, Mulk, who won three in a row, had to be put down. He had a bit of an injury to a front leg, so that was unfortunate. But, we've got 16 left.
Jeez, and what effect does a four-day road trip have on... people always say Sydney-Brisbane, or Sydney-Melbourne.
Yeah.
People think, well, if you float the horse, that's like a run. You know, some people would say that. Old-timers might say that.
Yeah.
So what's a trip from... a 4 or 5 day trip from Kyneton to Darwin, what's that take out of them?
Yeah, well, they arrive pretty good. I think they're relieved to get there, but it's the first day. Oh, Daly Waters, maybe they feel a bit of heat that afternoon we arrive, but when they arrive in Darwin, it is a bit of a shock to the system, the heat, and they've all come from Kyneton. They've got hair about an inch long. So the first thing we're going to do is get the fans up. We've got individual fans for each horse. And then over the next week or so, we clip the hair off them.
Yeah. And are horses like us in terms of, like, you come from the cold weather into the warm weather, you get excited to be here? And do they feel the difference between coming from Kyneton up here and just get a sense of excitement about them?
I reckon you start seeing the change in them when they're really starting to feel well after about 2 weeks.
Right.
It's not instant, like it is probably for us.
Yep.
But once you get them under the fans and in the shady boxes and get the hair off them, you can certainly see
that they're
starting to appreciate it. Yeah,
not the hair of the dog, Loz. It's the hair off their coats. Let's talk about your two runners, mate. If we can, Royal Request is going round again.
Yep.
And obviously Gracious Prospect as well. How do you see both of them?
Well, Royal Request is he's been in about 4 or 5 cups now. Boys, and he won one. He's ran second in a couple, and he loves the place. Last year he ran fourth to Tsar Speed, but I thought he was a bit below the below par last year. He did go to Devonport the year before that, and got a spider bite on the back, and I just treated it as a wound and patched him up, and he was assumed okay, but he hadn't been below, hadn't been up to par for a long time. But now, the last few runs up here, I reckon we've seen a little bit of the old zip.
Okay.
And he's had a couple of jockeys on him, but Stan Sakos takes a ride today for the second time. He rode him last start. And I'm quietly excited about him today.
Okay. Mm. All right. At $34, we get a little bit excited too.
Yeah.
Well, so you see that as overs. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Last start, he got home. He got home pretty good. The horse from Perth, It's a Him, was very impressive. And it got a bit of a clear run at the top of the straight once it got out, and we were behind it. And it just seemed to accelerate a little bit quicker than we did over the mile. But once I'd crossed the line, my bloke at Royal had just started to join in with him. So another 400 metres, it might be interesting, right, with 54 kilos.
And what about Gracious Prospect?
Yeah, well, he's earned his place in the team. This is his third year up here, and we hadn't been able to win a race. He's been very well performed through his career, but this year we tried riding him a little bit different, just locking him away behind the leader, not seeing any daylight till the death dock, and he broke the course record and over a mile and won the Toyota Cup. So. Right. He's earned his spot for sure.
Okay. And just quickly, mate, if we can, is Mouton, what's your best junior burger, race 7, number 10?
I would say so, yeah. Terry. Yeah, we haven't been dealt a good hand with the barriers today at all. But the one that got a good barrier, Mouton, probably doesn't need it because he'll be out the back.
Right.
But Junior Burger, I think, is he's a chance today.
Neil, always good to catch up, mate. Thanks for taking our listeners and our viewers through that road trip from Kyneton up to Darwin. It's a big one, and good luck later on this afternoon.
Pleasure, boys. Thanks what very up. Much.
Neil
thanks,
Dyer, thanks, joining Neil. Us. Well, he's won yeah. three so Darwin you, Cups before, and he's got that Sorry, couple mate. Of outsiders there and a over-the-odds raw request at $34.